Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Look, if the call's entertaining, we've had some people that call on a regular basis that can be awfully entertaining. But a guy that calls about a topic that has nothing to do with a current Detroit athlete, but weaves him into almost every conversation. So we're like, should we ban the call? And here's the feedback we got. In the 10 texts, Tom in Detroit says, no, don't take Vern's calls. He's irritating. Tom in Flat Rock, why is this dork giving a perspective as a non-Lions fan in poem form? Go away, Vern. What a flippin' loser.
Oh, boy.
Perch in Chesterfield. Kirk Cousins is an average quarterback. LMAO. This guy's talking about how he's scary good. Stop taking his calls.
I mean, he did knife through the Eagles defense in unbelievable efficiency. Five plays, five completions, four first downs, and a touchdown.
Steve in Detroit. Don't take his call. Steve in a truck. We need an embargo on Vern or Varn or Fern or whatever the hell his name is. Lifetime embargo.
Oh, lifetime. That's a little harsh.
Gerald in Brownstown. No more Varnish texts. This guy's a bum.
Oh, boy.
From Dave in Bancroft. Vern wins. Keep him. He drives Doug crazy. Perfect.
Well, there's one.
Brian in St. Clair Shores. Yes, because Doug spazzes out. John and Novi, keep Vern. Clint at work. No, God, no more. Screw Vern and screw Kirk Cousins. Bye, Vern. All right. Well. And then this one from Brian. Doug, are you treating others with respect when it comes to Vern? LOL. I try to live by this credo.
You try.
Am I always successful?
More often than not.
Scott writes in, that's the end of Vern. When he said, you like this, I'm done.
Now that I agree with.
Yep.
It was fine up until then, but then, and I'll leave you with this quote. You like that? No. In fact, we hated it so much, we asked the listeners to vote you off the show. That's how little we liked that. Okay.
People have spoken. You can put his tiki torch out or whatever, you know, whatever they're doing on Survivor. Or
Probst says no go. Right?
MTV The Challenge. You've been voted out. I'm sorry.
Johnny Bananas just took you out in the challenge. Yeah. You're done.
You're done.
You're through in this town.
Yep.
Or on the show anyway.
Yeah. 10-2. You're going to have to take it elsewhere.
I think they might ban him in Minnesota, too. Right? Like enough.
Oh, without a doubt, in Minnesota. Yeah, exactly. This guy's calling Atlanta right now. Like, you like that? They're like, hell yeah, we like that.
Yeah. We like that, Fern.
We like that a lot. We like that they're running the ball now with Bijan. Hell yeah.
Okay, interesting news today.
You know, our program director is from Georgia, Doug.
Yes, he is.
From Atlanta. And he's a big Falcons fan.
We're either going to get the good job banning that guy or... Why'd you guys keep talking about him after he was gone? We'll get one of the two. There is interesting news in the world of sports, and what is being dubbed the final Woj bomb. Adrian Wojnarowski, who is one of the elite insiders in all of sports media, is retiring from ESPN. I feel like this guy broke every single big NBA story for like the last decade. it's been Adrian Wojnarowski. When we grew up in a Vessi world,
Peter Vessi, what a
along, jerk. Along came Adrian Wojnarowski and dominated in the NBA when it came to breaking stories.
Can I tell a Peter Vessi story?
Sure.
Well, I think this guy is just one of the ultimate canoes of all time. So back in when I was a producer in the mid to late 90s, mm-hmm. I produced a sports talk show. And host Ike the Mega Man Griffin, Mega says, "Hey, Gates, give me Peter Vessi. I want to talk about this rumor." I'm like, "Sounds good. Okay, I'll get the book out." The book has all these media names and numbers. Called him up, and he said, "Sure, I'll do the interview." Do the interview. And we get done, and I engage in it as a producer. I'm talking to him, "Hey, Peter, thanks a lot for taking time. I'd appreciate it." He goes, "Where did you get my number?" I'm like, "I got your number from the NBA Blue Book of Media Guide. That's where I got your number." And he goes, "Oh, well, I did this one time, but don't call me again." I'm like, "Really? All right, hotshot. I'm sure it's our loss." Hey, what a jackass, right?
This is pretty funny.
Did you call him the next week? I would have.
I certainly would have accidentally given out his phone number over the air. Yeah. I would have certainly not done that.
Waiting for Mega to say, "Gates, get me Vessi again." Yeah. Yep, I'm on it. But Adrian Wojnarowski is a much nicer version, a much more credible version.
Well, do you hear what he's going to do?
I did, which is crazy to me.
He has agreed to become the general manager for the men's basketball program at St. Bonaventure.
The general manager.
According to a story on ESPN,
work the salary cap?
The general manager role has been more common in college basketball in recent years as the transfer portals made a wholesale roster turnover an inherent part of the sport. The role includes name, image, and likeness allocations, recruiting, and supporting successful Bonnies, coach Mark Schmidt. So he's leaving sports media. Now he says he loved it, but it's he basically said it takes all of his time being as good at his job as he wants and doesn't want to gear back, doesn't want to do less of a job. So he's off to become the GM of St. Bonaventure's basketball program. So for those of you that applied for that job, I hate to let you know this way, you didn't get it.
Oh.
They've hired Adrian Wojnarowski.
They've been a pretty good program over the years.
Mm-hmm. Now he's a graduate from there. This isn't random. Like he got picked up by St. Bonaventure. It was a big fundraiser for them. So he's got ties.
Yeah. Since 2011, 12, that season, they've had a handful of 21 seasons. They've made the NCAA tournament thrice.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a hotbed, you would think.
No, but
they
have
pretty good alumni.
Look, people care about, this is an elite sports reporter who would break stories. And so, I'm just kind of interesting to see him make that kind of career shift.
I think a lot of people listening and sports fans in general think like Schefter and Wojnarowski and Shams have the best job, right? It's awesome. You get to report on a sport you love. I think it would be hell. I like he probably has to sleep. He can't sleep when you're on vacation. You have to have all your phones ready to go. I mean, it was him and Shams going at it. Well, who'd break news first? To me, is like, I got to stop. Like, this is, you have no personal life. And in the statement, Woj put out there, he goes, basically, time isn't endless. And I want to spend my time, focus on my family and things, more important things right now in life. And he probably, he did a great job while he did it. But, everyone reaches their point.
Yeah, good for him. You know, when you reach that point where you're like, I'm tired of doing this. And he wants to take on that job. Of being a GM of a smaller college,
that he went to school
at Bonaventure. I get all that, but that's the job he's going to take on now, is to be a GM of a college basketball program, which is interesting and different kinds of pressures and different time constraints. But I get it, and he was absolutely fantastic at what he did. He broke all the news. He like you said, and Shams has kind of caught up to him now.
Well, he's going to be the next guy.
Yeah, he is, absolutely. Probably no one's smiling wider right now than Shams because, hey, my services just...
The fee
just went up considerably. And knowing that Adrian Wojnarowski must have made a lot of money over the last 10 years doing what he did, he can live comfortably and do what he wants to do, and this is what he wants to do, and I think it's awesome.
You know, the head coach at St. Bonaventure has been there forever, so it's not like he's taking a job, because I feel like if you join on with a college coaching staff, you're going to get fired, unless you're joining a guy who's just got deep roots there and they're never going to let go. But getting into coaching when you've got, I mean, he probably has one of the best contracts in all of sports media. But good, I mean, good for him. Good for him. Gator, if you were to take a job in athletics, would you be like assistant GM of the, I feel like you would love going around Tiger minor leagues and just reporting on minor league guys.
Roving scout?
Roving scout. Gator, the roving scout.
I could see that. I wonder what I'd rather do for baseball or for football.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think you're a baseball guy. I think you want to be...
I like them both.
Oh, you definitely like them both, but I think the ballpark, the hot dogs, you know.
I'm out.
I mean, last time I had dogs, I didn't have a good experience.
No?
I'm down on the dogs right now.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Welcome to my world, amigo. Right. Whoever imagined Gator would start to see things my way.
Yeah, I don't know. Would it be baseball or football? Either way, maybe being a roving scout of some kind, that'd be really cool.
Doug would be in charge of practice, like recording practice. I think.
I'd get a job as like a team of video coordinator and put together like their highlight videos. I'd dig that.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.